Money Radio. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. It is a pleasure for me to welcome Carrie Morgridge. She is Vice President of the Morgridge Family Foundation. She is also author of a new book, Every Gift Matters, How Your Passion Can Change the World. Every Gift Matters. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Every Gift Matters. We are talking in the book about philanthropy. Why did you choose to write a book about philanthropy? And tell us a little bit, if you would, about the Morgridge Family Foundation.
Sure. The Morgridge Family Foundation is a spinoff from my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, John and Tasha Morgridge. You would probably know him better for taking a company called Cisco public. With the enormous wealth that was built in Silicon Valley, they had always had charitable hearts and gave back. And as their kids got older, I married their son 25 years ago. And so they asked us to if we would be interested in running our own foundation. And, you know, we started out small. Our first gift was only $10,000. Quite exhilarating, you know, when you give away your first $10,000, because it really is a big chunk of money. So now where we have such a healthy budget that we're more nationally known for our things, and we really had to stay clear, because, again, we're not a huge foundation like Bill and Melinda Gates, so we have to leverage our money, we have to maximize our money, and we really have to hold people accountable. So that's how we got started.
And then why write this book, Every Gift Matters?
I wrote the book, Every Gift Matters, because after 15 years of learning the do's and don'ts of not just philanthropy, but just basic giving, I really discovered that I had made some huge mistakes and also had some great wisdom to share. So I work on 185 projects a year. And I just have a lot to share. If you compound that over 15 years, I've worked on a lot of projects. And so this book was a labor of love, because I really wanted to share with people that my favorite gifts actually are the smaller gifts, because I can see it, feel it, touch it, and also see the impact that it's having on my own community. And I really wanted to get that message out. So even though I do have the ability to write a big check, which we do, I really get fulfillment and the joy of giving out of smaller gifts. And I wanted to share some of my stories in the book are about how people have actually transformed other people's lives with either volunteering or small gifts.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, because most people do not have the good fortune that you have had to come into Silicon Valley wealth. And most people don't have their own family foundation to guide them in their philanthropy. For a lot of people, it is something very small. And sometimes I think the feeling is, it's too small to make a difference.
And that is not the case at all. There is no such thing as too small to make a difference. It all makes a difference. And I love to use this analogy, because this is before I met John, this was where I was at financially. So imagine if you gave your church $200 a month. If you compounded that over the next 10 years, that $200 a month equals $24,000. That is profound impact on that church, on that organization, on your community. So one of the first things that we looked at was trying to stay laser focused and not become everything to everybody. And that alone helped us have better and bigger impact on the organizations who we were trying to help.
Why do you feel some people are sometimes hesitant to give? Is it the idea that it's not enough to make a difference? Or is there something else that kind of stops them in their tracks sometimes?
You know, when I've been going across the country and talking with people, and I love to listen to their stories, there's two factors that people tell me all the time. One, they never got the fulfillment feeling in their heart or in their soul from giving. So it was through obligation, or maybe it wasn't the right fit organization. So they never quite had that feeling of joy, the joy of giving. And number two, a lot of people still are kind of looking for where to put their money. Like, they know they're passionate about, let's say, education, but they still aren't quite sure. Education's such a big animal. Where do you put your small amount of hard-earned money into education to make a difference? And so I think once you learn how to volunteer or how to have that great feeling, the best thing you can do is share that feeling with your neighbor, with your family, with your friends, and let them also learn how to have that excitement and that feeling that comes in your heart from when you do give.
There is a joy that can come from giving, but as you say, I think for a lot of people it feels more like a chore, like something they know they should do it, so they're going to go ahead and do it, or they feel almost guilted into it. But you talk about, in the title of the book as well, Every Gift Matters, how your passion can change the world. How does a passion come into it, and how does that lead us to joy in our giving?
So in my book, I met this young man. He's 8 years old. His name is Kylan. And his principal had me come to his school. And he is very passionate about Uganda because he has a pen pal there. And so this 8-year-old boy, when he was 5, started a business called Metal Missions. And again, his passion was seeing Hirana. He's never seen him. You'd only emailed him through World Vision Charities. And when I met him, we decided to send him and his mom to Africa to actually meet his pen pal. So they went to Africa, met his pen pal, met the family, and when they came back, he was more committed than ever to help Hirana and his family. You should also know that Kylan goes to a school that's largely considered free and reduced kids. He rallied all the students in his school out of his passion to also help Uganda. And they did a penny drive. The kids, in 30 days, raised $981. And then World Vision matched it. So because of his passion and how he cares about Hirana, who he met through World Vision, that town that Hirana lives now has a well because kids in Colorado cared enough to do a penny drive.
Really quite amazing. We think that those small gifts don't add up. We hear about some of the big foundations, some of the wealthy donors. Sometimes we think that it's government's role to handle some of these things. But those small donors really do add up over time.
Yes, and you should also know that for every large foundation, like my in-laws, who make a donation, the average donor gives $5 to their one. So I think that that's such an important message for everyone to know, is that all of our gifts together, there's not one that's better than another, and we all can play a critical part. We absolutely need volunteers. So a lot of times, some of our projects are leveraged with a volunteer component. So we put a high emphasis on when we're looking at grants, how many volunteers are at the table to hold more people accountable. And that's a key, too, to making a good grant and feeling good about it. You don't have to expect anything in return, but what you should expect is that they spent your money well, that they leveraged your money, and that they did as much as they could with what you gave them. You can hold people accountable no matter what the size of your gift.
Ah, now here's a very good point, because a lot of people do give in this country. I mean, we have, I think, a pretty excellent tradition in America of helping out and paying it forward, and I think it's kind of built into the American psyche. But at the same time, every now and then we hear about some charitable organization that is a scam. They take people's money and run away. Or we hear about charitable organizations that do good things, but they don't do it very efficiently or effectively, or not as much as we would hope they could be able to do. How do you find the ones that aren't a scam and that are really doing it right? Because there are a lot of them that are doing it right.
We have been scammed just like you're talking about, and it is the worst feeling that one can ever have, and it really does turn you off to philanthropy. But know that that is a very small amount of what we see in the nonprofit sector. How we like to do it is John and I are huge United Way donors. And what we love about United Way is that I can break into any city by just making a call to my local United Way and then partnering with the other local United Way of a different city. So I use an organization that I trust to help us expand when we want to break into a new city to grant or to help or look at their issues. We first always try to take care of our own backyard. And so when I moved to Stuart, Florida, recent, I immediately called my United Way and met with them to see what were the issues in my own community and where could we help in the section that we like to help with. So if you don't want to get scammed with your money, you can stick with your churches. You can look at your United Way. You can look at your local community foundations. There are a lot of great organizations in each and every city that are doing the great work that will make sure that you don't get scammed.
What should we be thinking about when it comes to specific research above and beyond those areas you've just mentioned that are good and solid? If there's something else, some issue or passion that sends us to a certain area, how can we best research that area?
How I love to do it is I will go on Google and do a research of what's in that area. And then if I find the organization, then I hop over to GuideStar, and GuideStar will show me their IRS 990 form. I like to see how much money they've raised. I like to see what they're paying their officers. I like to see what are their expenses versus their program dollars. That's all available for free in GuideStar. You just have to learn how to navigate GuideStar because there is a charge for using it. But if you hone in on your internet searching skills, you can get it for free. So
okay.
I don't know if they want me sharing that, but that's how I do it. But I use GuideStar constantly when we're looking at organizations. And then the other thing that is also free, and I've mentioned it, is I like to look at their IRS 990 form. So you can Google the organization's name, put in IRS 990, and that will bring up their tax form, which is required by law. And in fact, I mean, we are a nonprofit 501c3 now. You could actually do it on our organization. So, I mean, all of us are required by law to do it.
Okay. You know, that's another good point there. You just mentioned 501c3. Our tax code actually encourages giving.
Yes, that's why America has been such a philanthropic community. The government generously gives us tax credits. And that can be the driving force for some people.
Well, it doesn't hurt.
You're absolutely right. But isn't that nice at the end of the year? I know we just had tax season to say, okay, I donated my $2,500, and I got that right off of my taxes. I mean, it's a pleasure for us, too, every year when we, you know, take our charitable deductions.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always really adamant, too, about, you know, clothing and other things, items that you donate. I always make sure that I have those receipts.
Yeah,
for
keep the receipts. Saving on taxes is a way of leveraging what you give. As we continue our conversation, I'd like to find out more ways to leverage our giving. We're talking with Carrie Morgridge. Every Gift Matters. That's the title of the new book, Every Gift Matters. More in just a moment. Money Radio, thank you so much for joining us today. We're talking with Carrie Morgridge. She heads up the Morgridge Family Foundation, vice president of the foundation. And you have a website as well, don't you?
mortgagefamilyfoundation.org. You can go there. We try to give tips and how we give our 10 top resources that we love to share with teachers. And you can see what we're doing. We're open and transparent and love to share with people with what we find is a success.
And that's mortgagefamilyfoundation.org. And mortgage is spelled MORGRIDGE, mortgage. And also the author of a new book, Every Gift Matters, How Your Passion Can Change the World. Every Gift Matters. How can we leverage whatever giving we may do, whether it's small or large, to get the biggest bang for that charitable gift?
There are a few things that our organization has become really good at. The very first thing that we love to do is always make sure that the gift that you're about to give is in part of a match. So other organizations, we even look for it when we're making the gifts, is what other organizations are putting a match out there so our $1 becomes $2 or $3. The second thing you can look for if you give to a larger organization like a United Way is that they also are part of what's called a federal pull down. So for every dollar they raise, they then go to the community and match it. Then they take that $2 and then they use that to match for the federal pull down, which can be up to $4 for early childhood education. So we always look for how to maximize our dollars as much as possible. When we started a program in Orlando with Second Harvest, we invested in an innovative and creative way to help people who were hungry. And within our first few years, our small gift had pulled down $18 million in SNAP benefits for people who were hungry in the Orlando area. But you might want to note that federal SNAP program, one out of five people who receive food are under the age of five.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a problem. We talk about a well in Uganda. You mentioned that story earlier. And that's a great story. And I am absolutely certain that that well is vitally important to those people in Uganda. At the same time, there are also people right here in the United States, richest country in the history of the world. And we have children going to bed at night hungry. And it's a frightening idea, but it's very real. Do you believe that in our lifetime, Carrie, we will see the end of that kind of a problem in this world? I mean, we talk about a small difference here and there. Is it possible that we can literally change the world?
My hopeful hat and my optimistic self says absolutely that we could end hunger for all people. The reality of the work that we do is that it's going to take more of us getting involved, whether we're growing gardens in our backyard for our neighbors, or whether we're, you know, giving $5 or $10 to a food bank like Feeding America that does have the federal pull down in which I talked about to maximize those dollars. I'm really hopeful that we could do this. I know, again, the Buffett Foundation has been incredibly generous with Feeding America and Feeding the World. We can produce enough food. Can we distribute it properly? And the only way to do that is to have more of us that really care about that, take that first step and get involved with our local organizations in our own backyard. I think it's possible.
And wouldn't that be a wonderful outcome? Every Gift Matters, the new book by Carrie Mortgage, How Your Passion Can Change the World. You can find out more at mortgagefamilyfoundation.org or check out the book, Every Gift Matters. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. One last note, 100% of all proceeds go to charity.
One more reason to buy the book. Thanks so much, Carrie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.